The assessment that we are carrying out in Somalia involves ground assessment by two teams that have so far been able to cover only two areas along the Somali coast, and an aerial survey, a reconnaissance survey team that flew over the Puntland coastline yesterday. But the picture is still not conclusive. We cannot say that we have an accurate and a conclusive assessment of the damage to the Somali areas. However, we have, of course, information through various sources, including government authorities, a report that there is a total of 114 dead and that there are 20 to 30,000 displaced people. Of course, damage to property, damage to dwellings, coastal facilities, including fishing boats, cold storage facilities. But we must say that the southern part of Somalia is not yet included in, neither in our assessment nor that by the authorities. But obviously, I mean, let me say without dramatizing, the situation, of course, is not like in the other countries. Somalia is unique in the sense that there is no government, and because of that, it is the UN and international NGOs that are filling the vacuum, doing the assessment, launching the response, and there is, of course, an absolute lack of any indigenous capacity for assessment and response. What we are recommending is that we have to wait for a few more days before we can compile a flash appeal. Let me also say that the operation that the humanitarian agencies are already operating in the area. WFP is working in Hafun, is working in Badr Bela. UNICEF and WHO are also repositioning supplies and interacting with the situation. The Prime Minister and the Speaker of the Somali Transitional Federal Parliament will be leading a delegation of deputies in the coming 2 days to tour by land the affected areas in the south and along the Puntland coast.